Welcome back to Daring Parenting. This is Lisa Henderson, your host, and today we're talking to Belinda. It's a stage name to protect her privacy, and we've been talking about stepfamilies and blended families and some of the challenges. One of the things that I always like to know is, when do you find is the best time to connect with your kids?
I think it's during holidays, because when we're all at work and, you know, at school, we don't have a lot of time to give attention to each other and speak to each other. So I think holidays, we more into each other's space, and then, yeah, we can talk about deeper things. And especially the boys that's in high school now, then they will come out and say, oh, I like a girl now, but I don't know how to connect with the girl. Then I will give a little bit advice, and my husband will give a little bit advice and say, oh, start with a little teddy bear and a chocolate and the small one as well. Then we will tease him and say, oh, do you have a girlfriend yet? I'm too shy yet. I will wait for the high school. When it's not school holiday, everybody just runs, you know, and your time is not your own. So, yeah, it's very hard.
Are they very active after school?
Yes, they're very active. So weekends is only sport, you know, especially rugby and cricket. So most of the time we are at the rugby games of the children. So yeah, it's very hard to have time on a weekend, because Sunday everybody is tired and, you know, it's just a rest day.
So logistically it's hard because you work, your husband works, and you've got three boys with after-school activities.
Sometimes very hard, because you have to plan ahead and speak ahead and say, okay, this Saturday is the game there. And sometimes the two older boys is in the same school, but the activities is on different places. Then we have to choose, is it the older boy's turn today or the youngest one? And then we make turns. And then there's a lot, Lomiki. And then luckily his activities is more in the week at this moment. So it works out very good so far, because Saturdays is only the high school activities most of the time. There was once or twice that, when the little one was also playing rugby and the bigger ones. So I have to go with my own car to the youngest one's activity, and he had to go on his own. So yeah, it's difficult sometimes. You have to plan ahead.
And this struggle isn't confined to just blended families. This is any family that's got kids with after school activities and both parents trying to work.
For me, is I feel guilty because I like baking, and I used to be a mother staying, you know, a mother that's not working. So then I baked, and I had a lot of things that when they came on weekends, I can give them nice things to eat and stuff, you know. So now I don't have even time for baking, and sometimes I feel guilty because I think, you know, I'd rather go and buy the biscuits or something than rather baking them, because I don't have time. So, and you feel guilty sometimes leaving the house for the whole day and come back, and sometimes things is out of order and, you know, out of place. So yeah, you just feel sometimes it would be better, you know, to be at home than to be at work.
But do you also find that you're a good role model for the boys, because they see that a woman is equal in the workplace to men?
I hope I'm that good role model. But yeah, it's not always easy, you know, to keep up both, you know, both sides, right? The household and the working place.
And this struggle isn't confined to just blended families. This is any family that's got kids with after-school activities and both parents trying to work. And the bottom line is, for most women, whether we're inside or outside of the home working, we feel guilty. Belinda, not your real name, we changed it for your privacy. Thank you so much for talking about a subject that affects a lot of us, but it's difficult to come forward and talk about. And I'm sure that we'll have many more daring parenting shows on this subject. So Thank you for being so forthcoming.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa.
We appreciate you listening to Daring Parenting on Hoodsprayed FM. You can catch the show twice a week, Thursday mornings from 10 to 10:30, Tuesday night, 7 to 7:30, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on daringparenting.com. On the homepage, just go to the tab that says Radio Shows. We hope you'll join us again next week. If you have questions, you can send a private message to our Facebook page, or you can email lisa@daringparenting.com. Until next time, I hope you'll be a daring parent.